the Vero Insider, running this town. I'm just waving around a bouquet of pinwheels. I bet you want to know more.
I do. What's up with the pinwheels?
I know. Well, real quick, I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, hostess with the mostest. In the studio with me is an array of individuals that I think the world of, in particular, Miss Kitty Wagner of
Blue
Star Bourbon
Bar. You've got quite a collection in here today. That's a good thing.
I know, and they're sparkly things, and I love it. We have Kathy Kane, our executive director of the Healthy Start Coalition, and beside her, Beth Dingy, the program manager for our Healthy Families. Welcome, ladies.
Well, thank you.
Hi,
it's good to be here.
Us.
Well, you know, it's always fun when people bring props. And you brought a bouquet of these pinwheels, which we are really excited at.
Because they're sparkly.
I know. And they blow around in the wind. It's everything I need in my world. But we're very excited at Pac-Mail Beachside to be a pinwheel participant.
Yeah.
I love alliteration, so that was really fun for me. Let's do that again.
There
a pinwheel participant. It's all over. It's on the cover of your News Weekly. It was on the cover of Hometown News last week. I can't believe that my dear Kitty, who is probably busy cooking up a storm and entertaining folks at her establishment in downtown Vero, doesn't know what this is yet.
What is it? How come
tell
I don't
us.
Know? I'm so out of the loop.
Tell us, Kathy.
Okay, I've been dying to hear. Well, April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and the pinwheels are a national symbol that is used. The pinwheels are now, what color are they? They're blue and they're silver.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they symbolize the bright futures that all children deserve. So we decided to adopt that campaign too here locally. And we've got a bunch of partners that are working with us on that to get the awareness out about supporting our children. So we got Castle, we've got the five exchange clubs of Indian River County, Treasure Coast, Sebastian, Fellsmere. We've got the Tobacco Free Partnership. We've got Whole Child Care Resources. We're all providing, you know, support to prevention programs for child abuse and neglect. And so we just got this great symbol to make that awareness. We've got businesses that have joined on and selected some, purchased some pinwheels that you'll see about.
Yeah, there was
couple hundred.
Several packages that you could choose from, and the cost was minimal to help spread the goodwill.
How much are the pinwheels?
I got 100 for 100, right?
Yeah. 100 for 50.
Oh.
But you can get 10 for 20. We really wanted it to be something that everybody could do, so you could put it in front of your house or your business, whatever you wanted, just to really be involved in the campaign. And what we know in Indian River County is that there's so many good-hearted people.
Right.
And this
very
campaign
true,
is just spreading, and it's so exciting. I can't wait to see the pinwheels.
Now, where do I get my pinwheels at? You can tell I'm just fixated on this whole thing.
Well, I can totally hook you up.
See, contact Beth Dingy.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can contact me at Healthy Families, and that number is 778-1323.
Yeah, we need a couple hundred for out in front of the Blue Star because it's perfect.
It goes hand in hand. Now, of course, today actually launches the campaign, being that it's April 1st. And the funny thing is, too, is I did a spread on all five exchange clubs, which are also featured in today's Your News Weekly. And of course, all of the exchange clubs focus almost solely on this child abuse prevention. And when I first read the article, and what captivated me was that it wasn't so much about the doom and gloom. It was about celebrating happy childhoods. And I myself love being a mom, and I find it to be the most rewarding of all the things that I do. And I love seeing other happy families out there. We were completely on board the moment we saw this. It's a celebration.
Well, you're having so much fun with Charlie. It's ridiculous.
And I love it.
Child abuse is preventable. And that's why we're of really focusing on that instead of the negative. And it does happen. We do lose babies. Mm-hmm. In Florida, they had 129 children that died last year.
So sad.
Due to, it is. But we want to focus on the positive because it's preventable. And, you know, our programs really try to, you know, research has shown that the secure, safe, loving interactions of parents really help that emotional, social development of a child, which is so essential for them to be successful in school and life later on.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know about the importance of bonding and attachment, and that, you know, that's what really grows that infant's brain. You know, when they're born, they've only got 25% of their brain there, and then by age three, it's another 85% growth. And so in that time,
wow.
And the way the science is, mm-hmm. their neuro neurosciences is just those interactions and talking to, singing to, touch, love, all that grows the brain, creates those neuron pathways, just develop into density, you know? So we're just trying to encourage parents, even if they don't have an education or they say they can't read, you can still have the next president because all you got to do is love on them. You just got to hug them. Just got to talk to them, describe your environment around them, let them hear a lot of words so they can get their language developed, all those things. And the partners we talked about who are, you know, partnering with us.
Who are a resource for these families.
They are a resource for these families. Mm-hmm. And they're providing various different prevention programs, too. And Healthy Families just kind of leads the way and all that. We're just real proud of Beth and what she does.
Now, so if families are listening, or perhaps we have listeners that know of families that they think could benefit from a program like this because maybe the parents are young or whatever the circumstance, if they reach out to your organization, you'd be able to give them the contact information for other resources aside from just participating in the prevention program.
Absolutely.
People needed the resources.
In fact, that's a huge part of the campaign. And when you order your pinwheels, you get two booklets.
One, oh, is that what all this is?
It is, yeah. And we have one is for resources in Indian River County.
Oh, yes, it is.
And then the other is more global, just things that you and I can do to help prevent child abuse. But absolutely, the Healthy Start Coalition is available to not only guide to programs that families might be in need in the county, but they can link to other resources for sure. So we really wanted to make sure that people had a resource when they ordered their pinwheels, and they, if somebody ever approached them, that they'd be able to guide them.
Right, because I would assume that those questions would next, you know, come up pretty logically. Yeah. Once I have 100 pinwheels flowing around at the intersection of Beachland and Mockingbird. You know, we get upwards of 20,000 passerbyers per day at that particular intersection.
That's awesome.
So that'll be a really great venue to have this message of positive and happy childhoods. We are just big supporters, big fans. You know what else makes me happy, aside from this delicious wine that Kitty brought us?
Everything.
This is yummy.
It is good, isn't it?
This is from España.
It is from Spain. It's a Verdejo and Sauvignon Blanc blend.
It's so refreshing.
It's really cool. My new friend, Pablo, who is over at the Caribbean
Court. Are you
making
that up?
No, it's hilarious. He's over at the Caribbean Court restaurant and hotel, and he is Boris, who runs the place, mm-hmm. owns the place's cousin, and he imports these wines into America. And so he came by the Blue Star and was listening to some music, and we got into a long conversation about wine because that's really easy for me to do. Mm-hmm. And then he brought a bottle of each of the varietals that he has over to the Blue Star for me to try. And I thought, well, let's try this.
That's a new fun friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
wonderful.
Pablo.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He brought me a really nice bottle of gin, too.
Really?
Yeah, that his
gin,
company
the
new is importing. Yeah.
Did you see your bee's knees featured in last week's Your News Weekly?
That's awesome. Yes, somebody was very diligent and got me a copy of that, which is great.
It was wonderful. Just saying. It was a roadmap around town of gin drinks, and it was delicious. The research and development behind stuff like that. It is.
Spring is all about gin.
It is. Spring is in.
Yeah.
Gin is in spring. But so that's very cool. So this is, do they make their own?
Yeah, the family actually, different branches of the families, yes, they own wineries and estates, and they make their product and they import it to America, to a few select states, Florida being one of them.
Oh, okay.
So it's really, really, really nice because they're not large enough that they would import to every state. But
so is
the
this
thing
something
is,
you
this
have
is
by
a
the
very
glass
well-crafted
now?
Wine.
It is gorgeous. It has good
really
balance
nice.
And
it is
acidity.
Delicious.
Well, see, we're just tasting it now on air.
Oh, so no one's had this yet at Blue Star?
No, but I'm...
It's an exclusive!
And since we love it
That's
so
what
much,
I, love.
I will be ordering a couple cases and getting it in, and you'll be able to get it by the glass at Blue Star, because it is wonderful.
It is.
It really
it's
is.
It's perfect
it tastes
as we
like
come
summer.
Into this new season. Yeah. I mean, this is... You need something crisp and refreshing, mm-hmm. and it would pair well with all of your salads.
Yep.
All of the soup. I personally
Seafood.
Was a big fan of that hogfish on Saturday night. We
oh,
went
good
and
Lord,
dined.
Yeah.
That was insanely delicious.
With the fresh ratatouille and the couscous and the caper brown butter sauce. It was good.
It was amazing.
Okay, now I'm
I didn't even,
I know.
I didn't even
She's
get
so talented,
one. Usually I set one aside for myself for later when I'm done cooking.
Yeah.
But we sold them all. I got cheated yet again.
Oh, how she suffers.
It's terrible.
But But that's the other thing that really is so great and so much fun about the Blue Stars. Not only did you have great wine paired with an amazing meal, but then we had an amazing band.
Yeah.
The, wow.
Soul Jam. And the Funk Alliance outside in the parking lot.
They had trumpets. They had dance moves. It was so cool.
There was
cool.
Like 8 or 10 local. Of them out there. Yeah, it was great.
Very cool.
We'll definitely
local
do
talent.
That again. That was a really nice concert. And so many people showed up. It was just fantastic. I mean, what a nice, nice evening. It was a beautiful day, beautiful night, mm-hmm. and the music was fantastic.
Who's on the docket to perform this week?
This week I've got Chris Fenn tonight with Dos Locos Amigos.
Dos Locos.
Alabama Cousins tomorrow night. We love the boys. They're very
sure.
good. Curtis Hill doing Motown on Friday. And mm-hmm. Saturday, a new band for us, which I'm very excited about,
ooh.
Nasty Habits. Mike, the guitarist, comes to our blues jam religiously every Tuesday, and he's about one of the best guitarists I've ever seen in my life. And he, you know, he's like, when can I get my band in here? And I said, oh, my gosh. But I was so far booked, I couldn't get him in. So this is his debut, but he will be at the Blue Star frequently because he's very good.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So there's live music happening at Blue Star. We're here with the ladies of the Pinwheel for Prevention. I'm telling you what, this
of
is...
child abuse. This is a great thing. You know, it builds
communities. I like celebrating
the good
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no shortage of that in our community. We really are blessed. In fact,
sure.
Perhaps you saw today where Vero Beach was voted the best
easy
beach town in Florida.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
so
we're
really
all
cool.
laid back.
It's just wonderful to know that starting today, we're going to see all of these marvelous pinwheels with people on the same page throughout our community.
Yeah, and you know, it takes a community, you know. I might date myself, but you know, years ago, you used to have neighborhood parties and you used to be able to say your neighbors and they talk to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And we're getting a little more isolated, you know, we kind of step back and stuff.
True.
But I really think if, you know, supporting our young families, like just waving, smiling at them, you know, that just really goes a long way.
It sure does. Well said, Kathy.
You know,
it sure does.
And just because a lot of, you know, abuse and neglect or those things come out of isolation, they come out of being alone and you know, financial problems or whatever else.
Sure.
And just that person just saying, hey, you know, I think you're doing a good job. I know what it's like to raise a family or whatever. That goes a long way.
Sure does.
For
sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. So
good
it's
advice.
It, yeah.
So smile think, at your neighbors, darn it.
Because
that's
we're
right.
easy, Vera. We're easy, Vera.
Make some
right?
lasagna and have everyone over.
There you go.
Make some lasagna, have everyone over, and let the kids play together. It's
for
fun.
Sure. And I know when my kids were little.
And that's
little.
When you learn about parenting.
Is right.
You talk to people who have kids
sure.
older than you and you go, this is driving me nuts. And they go, oh, no, it's okay. It'll go away in 2 weeks or whatever, you know?
Right.
Or
right.
here's
right.
what we
shall
did.
Pass.
Right.
Right.
Because you know,
parenting is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, and anybody who sits and tells you that it's not is not being truthful.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I
yeah,
mean,
I
and,
there
and
are
so,
days it's very difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it is. It's that camaraderie of saying,
a lot
how
of hair color goes a long way.
Besides the wonderful wine.
and that too.
Exactly.
We figured it out, girls. We figured it out. Listen, there's more in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back in Indian River County. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place. or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving. Oh, it's the first day of April!
Yay!
And this isn't a joke. We're really here. We're really live.
April Fool's Day.
We're drinking wine and thanking you for listening. It's the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess, Anna Valencia Tillery, in the studio with my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Bourbon Bar, and two amazing ladies that are leading the way here with a brand new campaign to our community, Pinwheels for Prevention. It's blue, it's silver, it's sparkly, and it shines and moves in the wind. Need I say more? I can't believe it. If you're a business and you haven't wanted to participate because you weren't sure what it was, hopefully after listening to this broadcast you'll be signed up for next year, because not only is it affordable, but it's a great message of just celebrating happy childhoods, which most kids get to enjoy.
Just talking about that, the businesses too, you know, if you're out there listening, you could kind of help support two parents in the sense of understanding that balance of work and family, because, you know, there's a lot of moms, you know, they think, well, it's because people aren't working or something. They are working, and they may be working two jobs just to try to make their family, you know, exist and that kind of thing. And so, you know, understanding about schedules or just bringing child at certain times, you know, all of that helps to prevent, you know, actually prevent abuse, but a neglect, or just it's a positive nurturing support to the parent that they can make it, you know? So,
or
I
even
just kind
cool
of thought of
services
that
throughout our community that I know helped me tremendously as a single mother. I was, if it wasn't for Indian River Taekwondo and their abilities to pick up my son from school so that I could focus on my career.
Absolutely. Isn't that great?
It's how businesses can help out and see the needs of families and be able to create a solution, a viable, affordable solution for them.
You know, because we want healthy, communities, and just, you know, that we're functioning and we're prospering and doing well. So, again, that's why we're focusing on the pinwheels, because it's bright, it's happy. We can do it. Abuse is preventable. And let's just do our best for our kids.
I couldn't agree more. So Pac-Mail Beachside, we will be hosting over 100 different pinwheels. And, you know, speaking of happiness and children, there is an inundation of wonderful Easter gifts coming through our doors there at Pac-Mail Beachside.
I bet.
With loving grandparents and friends and relatives of all sorts of lineage, sending things off for loved ones all over the globe.
Isn't
so that's
that
always exciting. It's always exciting.
Yeah, Easter's fun.
It is. It's a joyous time to think about the good things.
Yeah.
From a religious aspect, it's just a warm and good time of year to get with friends and family and to celebrate. So we're excited to be having the pinwheels. In addition, we're excited to take all the suitcase, golf clubs, and gifts that you might need to ship, and we will do so for you affordably. If you need free pickups, Pac-Mail offers that. Couple quick shout outs for some other of our sponsors, including Foxy Nails.
Woo-hoo.
Have you ladies ever been into Foxy Nails?
Yes.
I have a wonderful experience. You have a wonderful story. Do you tell,
Beth? I do. My mom unfortunately broke her neck.
Oh.
And she came to Vero Beach, which was unfortunate, but I spoke with, oh gosh, and I'm forgetting her name.
Brianna.
Over
the
at
owner.
Foxy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she went to have my mom's nails done. While she was rehabbing.
Awesome.
She was wonderful. I mean, she goes so far above and beyond.
Well, she is a family lady. You know, they have five children. They are amazing, hardworking family.
Wow.
And they're open there 7 days a week. And it's a family affair. You know, they all come in there.
Absolutely.
They all work hard. And they all celebrate together the success of their business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's really what we get to help do here at the Vero Insider, is to tell our listeners not just about amazing nonprofits and events to go to, but also wonderful, thriving businesses.
Local businesses.
That could certainly use our loyalty.
For sure.
And so I know I'm there regularly.
I'm like
clockwork.
Yeah. She is.
And being that it's open 7 days a week and they give you a complimentary glass of wine, why would I go elsewhere? I simply wouldn't. And I do want to say that one of my girlfriends, who is pretty loyal to Foxy's, she thought that she would go someplace else for the first time. And it didn't even last 24 hours. And she was shamed. She felt so ashamed. And I told her she should. because
You're
we're
a loyalist.
Loyal. Yeah, we're loyal for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I'm just putting that out there. I'm not going to say who it was. Just know that Foxy's will do you right. And I'm on my third week and looking great before my film.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Woo-hoo. Of course, Sandridge is not only doing a spring training throughout the month of April and May for children ages 8 and over to help them improve their golf game and understand golf, not just as a sport, but sort of as a way of life and a building point for their careers and for the way that they're going to grow. So Sandridge is offering both courses in April and May and in the summertime.
Oh, my gosh. That
yes.
is so supportive. You know, that's exactly
bucks.
What we're talking about.
Wow.
Community involvement. Man,
$50.
We've got a
that's
lot
fabulous.
Of people.
And professional instruction by Bella Nagy, a seasoned golf pro.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He's a great dad, you know, just all out good
coaching
guy.
Coaching kids just is such impactful things. You know, they're leaders for these kids. Thank you.
Sure
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella and Sandridge. And of course, for any of you ladies looking to pick up the game of golf, they are having some new classes opening up. They have a new cafe opening up so you can make a whole day out of it. White Glove, you know, we are booming. We are booming. We're pretty excited that Phil DeLange has been honored as the Laurel Award for the John Schumann Business Leadership. And it's quite the achievement. That's happening at the end of this month. And business is going strong. You know, you just do the right thing. You help people. Good service,
come back to you,
fair price.
Know?
You can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. And so if you need some help moving some things, would you like some handsome men with muscle? I have. To know them. I can make it happen for you. It's always free estimates there at White Glove. And then this show isn't possible, of course, without Vero Beach Magazine. Do you ladies read the Vero Beach Magazine?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Timeless. And people keep them as collectors.
They're beautiful. They're just beautiful.
The covers are amazing. If you don't currently subscribe, you want to know where you can get them, you can always get them available at Pac Mail Beachside. They're only $5. And the publication is just bigger and better each month with a calendar of events at the back, where to go, how to be in the know. I mean, these are things that are just really fun and great stories. Quality stories, quality recipes.
Yeah, the writing is fantastic.
It's exceptional.
It is.
And you learn about your community
exactly.
so in depth that, you know, I just love it.
They're celebrating their 18th birthday.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's exciting.
And you've seen a lot of other publications come and go, but Vero's always stayed strong, and they went from doing just 9 publications per year to a full 12. And then, of course, they have the guides to help throughout the summer months also. So there's just a lot of great things. Subscribe. You can visit theveroinsider.com, and it live links to all of our amazing sponsors.
One-stop shopping.
One of them, of course, being the Blue Star Bourbon Bar, which is just my favorite spot to go to. I can't tell you enough, Kitty, how proud I am of you. I even text her throughout the week. I get all emotional. Something that happens when you hit 30, I guess. I'm just like... I just love everybody.
I know. You've been doing that a lot lately.
I know. Because I want to make sure that my friends know how proud I am of them when they do such a great job. And I mean, it's consistently delicious. Our friends came up from out of town and they had the scallop and they were blown away. And this escargot, it's sinful.
Are
how
you
good
open
it is.
Tonight? I've got to eat. I'm
really
so hungry.
Tuesday through Saturday right now. Because I'm working on getting an outside patio built, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can go
more live music.
And then we will add more, you know, we'll go back to adding, we used to have lunch and brunch, and we'll go back to adding some of these things back in.
It's all in the works.
Yeah.
It's all
good.
In the works.
You do love, every time you come in, you get the escargot.
I know. I'm addicted
You're
to that.
You're addicted to it.
It has fresh bacon and apples. It's like basically healthy.
Yeah.
Sure.
And garlic butter. It's awesome.
Did you hear me say apples?
There was the apples.
There was
bacon and garlic.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, so ladies, businesses that want to participate, it is April 1st. There's still time to jump on the April bandwagon so that they can do the Pinwheels for Prevention.
Absolutely.
Beth, do tell.
Yeah, you know, and we're really excited. Pinwheels for Prevention is actually a nationwide campaign, but Indian River County is really bringing it to a different level, and because that's what we're about here, because we're easy, right?
Very.
And so this is going to be going all month long. So we're excited to see those pinwheels flying and the sparkles and all that. So even, you know, mid-April, end of April, those pinwheels are going to be yours to keep and do with what you want. If you want to save them for next year, that's fabulous. But yeah, please call, get on and enjoy. Be a part of the campaign.
And Beth, one more time, your phone number for our listeners.
It's 778- 1323.
Very simple, 1323. And of course, Pack Meal, we're happy to be hosting over 100 different ones. We're going to see some up at Blue Star.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown 14th Avenue. Can't go wrong with that. I'm loving it. And make sure that you visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors because they support you. Until then, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.